KNBR at your pad on your Apple HomePod. The Murph and Mac Morning Show now continues on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
All right, listen, talking to Kevin Harlan under any circumstances is always a joy. He's a great conversationalist. He's a great broadcaster. But when we talk to him about the Green Bay Packers, well, he knows what he's talking about, man. Kevin Harlan just landed in Green Bay, and it's like talking to, people who don't know your father, of course, longtime Packer executive Bob Harlan. But you, talking to you in Green Bay, Kevin, is like talking to, I don't know.
Talking to Brian Murphy in San Francisco.
Well, no, like talking to Gene. I'm trying to think here, Paulie. Who's like a man in his element? Picasso painting studio.
Martin Scorsese in Lower Manhattan.
There it is. Okay. There it is. Yeah. That's what I'm looking for, Kevin.
Well, the only thing missing are you two guys, because it's three degrees and minus six with the wind chill right now. And I was in Dallas last night for TNT's NBA Thursday night game. And I left Dallas, and it was 19 degrees in Dallas this morning. So I can't get out of the cold, and it's not going to go anyplace tomorrow, because at kickoff, I think I saw it's 11 degrees in Green Bay for the Niners and for the Packers. So it'll be one of those throwback games that Lombardi would have loved, and it's going to have all the elements, I think, that we're looking for. You know, people have said this game probably as the widest spread of the four games and may not be as entertaining. I think it may be the single most entertaining, to be quite honest. I think these teams are ready to go, and I think it's going to be a terrific game.
For sure. Let's talk to a man who knows the cold. I mean, we're trying to figure out, like, how real is it?
How much of an
mental
impact
is it?
Yeah.
How physical is it? In terms of Green Bay cold, the relativity of what this cold will be compared to some other games, what do you got, Kev?
Well, I mean, it's going to be about as cold as maybe the stadium is. It all depends on the wind. If the wind is blowing, it could definitely dip below zero. We know the Ice Bowl here was 14 below, and that's one of the coldest, if not the single coldest game recorded in NFL history. So it'll be amongst the coldest ever that the Niners have played in as an organization. And really the key is not necessarily the temperature, quite honestly. It's always the wind.
Yeah.
If the wind is blowing, it just bites through you.
Yep.
But if the wind, if it's just cold, you know, it really is not that bad. It really isn't. And people, I think, don't realize how hot those seats are on the sideline for the players. People say that you're almost sweating even when it's well below freezing by sitting on those white benches, heated benches that all the teams have.
Oh, man, it's going to be I was there for the 1996 playoff game. That was the Desmond Howard, Steve Young broken rib game. I don't know if you were there, Kevin, for that one. But that was a sleet, kind of a freezing rain.
That's miserable. That's the worst.
So I got to think that tomorrow, as cold as it is, with no precipitation, that's
a bonus.
That's
better.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to snow, I think, in the afternoon. Morning and afternoon, there is snowfall in the forecast. And it may be too cold to snow, to be quite honest, if you can believe that.
Yeah.
Really, like I said, it's going to be about the wind. And if you talk to quarterbacks, sometimes you get gripping that ball can be difficult, but I don't think they want to throw a wet ball if it's raining, and I don't think they want to throw a into the wind. And so the wind will really kind of dictate, I think, what kind of day we have. We know that Jimmy's got the thumb issue and the shoulder. We're not really sure exactly what kind of velocity he's going to have, but you've got maybe the single most talented, versatile guy in the league in Deebo Samuel, and they could run that ball and they could control the line of scrimmage against the Packer run defense. It's not that good. And I'm sure that probably is in Kyle's mind right now is perhaps one of the first things they try out. How can we run the ball? How versatile can we be? We've got this great rookie running back. We've got this wide receiver that's like a running back, and that's a pretty good 1-2 punch. And then you've got this Pro Bowl all-pro tight end who is all over the place and can make things happen with a run game or a pass game. So he can do it all, and I think the weapons are going to match what Green Bay has.
All right, let's talk about Aaron Rodgers, Kevin. I mean, man, oh, man, in terms of, like, Q rating in 2021, he was, like, a top five trender in American sports, whether it was his spring where he talked about the beautiful mystery and then everybody thought he was gone, and then he has the year he has, and then in COVID controversies.
COVID toe controversy.
And vaccines and oh my God.
Immunizations.
He's been in the news almost every day this year, and yet, Kevin, he hasn't been to a Super Bowl in a dozen years. Just kind of
that's stunning.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback.
Right.
He probably has, and I think you could bring 10 experts in the pass game in NFL history into a room, and they would look at tape of him and Brady and Manning and Montana and Young and every other quarterback. I'd love to know what Steve thinks. He probably would say the same thing. Probably the most gifted arm the league has ever seen. I mean, he can do things that we haven't seen. He just the flick of the wrist. He's playing right now at the very top of his game. He's throwing the ball as well as he's ever thrown. His confidence level is great. He's got a receiver that is as good as there is in pro football right now in Devontae Adams, and they've got a run game. They've got a two-headed monster at the running attack that has helped him. But Rodgers really has clearly had, I think, an MVP season. But the thing that's going to be elusive to him, and I'm sure now that the window is closing on his career, is I've only been to one Super Bowl. And if I'm this great quarterback and I've got all this incredible generational talent, why haven't I got my team into that game more than just once?
Yeah.
And so I know that is resting the heaviest on his mind as he goes into this postseason.
Wow. Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Wow, it is true. I mean, Tom Brady did it to him last year, and Aaron stood there and kind of, and he didn't play. We were just talking to your buddy Greg Pop, who passes on his greetings, by the way, and you'll see him tomorrow, I'm sure. But, you know, Aaron didn't play that well in that game last year.
No, he did not. He did not, and he admits it. And for what reason? I don't know, that defense and that secondary, they're trying as hard as Aaron is trying on the offensive side. That defense of the Niners is something certainly to take into account with the different looks they can give you. And now you got Bosa in there, and hopefully he's going to play this weekend because that makes him whole and that makes him do a lot of other things. And Fred Warner and Elshayer, they've got so many nice parts that they just quietly build over the years. It's probably the most underrated good defense in pro football. And I think the Niners come in here with as much confidence as any team that remains in these playoffs right now. They won in Dallas, a difficult place to win. No one thought they had a chance, and here they go, and they controlled the game really from the beginning. So this is a team that comes into Green Bay every bit as confident as they did last week against the Cowboys.
Man, I know it's the 49ers it's funny. I mean, if you had to think about this 49er team, they're better than if I had to describe them and see if you'd agree, Kevin, I mean, you saw them a couple times, you followed them, but that 3-5, that was like, we were like, what's going on? And then since then, obviously 7-2 in their last 9, and they're just playing, but this is more the Niner team I think everybody thought, everybody liked. I mean, when you look at this 49er team, Kevin, they're pretty darn good, and it wouldn't shock people to see them win this game. At least that's our view here. I know they're the biggest. I think they're the biggest underdog this weekend of all three games. But, I mean, to you, Kevin, this team, this Niner team, wouldn't stun the world if they won this game.
No, I've seen them 4 times. I've seen them play 4 times, a couple on Monday night, and I've seen them twice with CBS and saw them that heartbreaker up in Seattle, which is one of the weirdest games we've ever called. So I've seen them in kind of different elements, and you know, I just think with a very creative, innovative running game that they've got, I mean, a lot's going to happen with the quarterback. I mean, clearly, right? I mean, we need to know just what he can and cannot do with that arm. And not that it depends solely on him, but clearly, you know, your quarterback has got to be able to operate. And it's been a weird season for Garoppolo, almost in, you know, kind of in this lame duck in this kind of netherworld of like, am I here? Am I going to go?
And,
you know, like where do I fit in? And here they are in the second round of the playoffs, the divisional round. So I think when you get to the playoffs, so many things can happen, and momentum is a big thing. And we saw it last week, and I think we'll see the same thing. I'm telling you, Dallas is a difficult place to win. And that team went in there with as much confidence the Cowboys did, and thinking they knew the outcome of that game. And the way it turned out, the way the Niners did not blink, I think speaks very loudly how they'll approach this game against Green Bay and Rodgers. And quite frankly, they've had success against them. They lost a close one earlier this year, but they were not whole, as we know. And I don't think there's any intimidation factor there whatsoever. I really don't.
Now, and Nick Bosa being cleared is a big deal, and the Niner defense is playing great, their D-line, et cetera. Last couple ones for you, Kev. We'll let you go and rest up for the big day. One is that D-line I just mentioned. I mean, the Niners could basically bring nine guys at you. I know a lot of teams do, but nine effective guys. And in your experience, is that when Rodgers gets beat, when he gets pressure up the middle in his face, like I guess any quarterback? But is that your experience, that that's the way to beat him?
Well, I think, you know, any quarterback certainly is gonna you know, I think Brady has got some problems with Aaron Donald this weekend when the Rams go to Tampa to play the Buccaneers. Brady is a guy who retreats to the front of the pocket, right in back of the center. He goes up the middle. He doesn't necessarily move outside. He moves up in the pocket, and that's where Aaron Donald is his most deadly. And then if he does want to go outside, he's got Von Miller to contend with. So any quarterback, I mean, trying to find an escape hatch is difficult under any circumstances. The thing about Rodgers is he's been in this offense for a long time. The quick release, the precision, and just his overall feel for his game right now. And I think it means the world to him to have a running attack that he can lean on, which is a quarterback's best friend at all times. And then he's got this all-pro wide receiver who has been historically good over the last couple of years in Adams. And those are things that I think give Rodgers a real steadiness, and regardless of who he plays. He's played against some great defenses, there's no doubt. And the San Francisco defense will rank right up there amongst the best he'll face all year. But he's a very calm and collected guy. If you look at his expression, it's a lot like Montana's. It doesn't change that much. Really doesn't. He doesn't blink, and I think that's the sign of greatness.
And then finally, the other quarterback, Kevin, just how fascinated you are by Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, he was basically told by the organization last spring, you know, we don't love you so much that we're going to trade so many things to bring in your guy, a guy to replace you. You know, it's like, my God. And then he winds up, you know, getting the job. They go with the Mahomes, Alex Smith pattern where they have Trey sit all year. Kyle resists all the noise outside. Garoppolo handles it like a pro, has these tough moments where he competes, has these moments where he throws bonehead passes that drive fans crazy.
But wins big ball games along the way, like in Cincinnati. And
ready for this stat, Kevin? And I'm sure you see that he's in minimum 25 starts NFL history, second best road winning percentage in the history of the game, 20-6.
He does great on the road.
And yet here he comes down with a banged up shoulder and a banged up thumb. I mean, he's his own opera. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We could see some creative things too. I mean, they may bring in Trey, you never know, on certain plays. You know, there's a lot that I think Shanahan has up his sleeve that he can pull off. But the key is he's got a ground game that can travel, and he's got a defense that can travel. And in the playoffs, if you can run the ball and if you can play defense, you're always going to be in it. And I think they've proven that in the past. I think they'll have to prove it again this game up in Green Bay tomorrow night. So regardless of how banged up Garoppolo is, and clearly there's an issue there, and if it is windy, that will even be, you know, will even further the ramifications of that injury. I just think that you come in knowing with great confidence that you can run the ball against a team that's not that good against the run. And that will be probably what it's going to come down to. How can Green Bay stop the running attack? Because if the Niners are able to run, and if their quarterback is able, even just the short intermediate passes, and get just a little bit of that involved in their offense, they can move the chains, control the clock, rest their defense. I mean, go on and all the benefits of doing that. And then their defense is going to be reared back and ready to go at Rodgers. So, you know, they may say it's a 6.5 or 5.5 point game right now. To me, it's a flip of the coin. As good as Green Bay is playing, and they are playing very well, and the quarterback is at the top of the game and the presumptive MVP. I think momentum right now that the Niners bring in is very formidable, and I wouldn't, I, I think no team can exhale. Let's put it that way. And if you can run the ball and play defense on the road in the playoffs, you are already, you know, 50% of the way there, I think. And that's what they bring in to Green Bay and Lambeau tomorrow night.
And you get to call it on Westwood One across the country. It'll be a great call. The last one, Kevin, for you is that Greg Papa is concerned. He's an open-air guy.
Yeah, he's going window open.
But he's concerned that he may not be able to go window open because he's not sure he has it in him. What about you, Kev?
If I'm going to tell you this right now, and you can hold, you can mark my words. You can put these up in bright lights.
Okay.
If Papa keeps that window closed, and I'm afraid he's trending in that direction.
Yes, yes.
I will be bitterly, bitterly disappointed.
Okay.
Luckily, he's got Ryan in there.
You're right.
Who's going to make him open that window and breathe the great Lakes air and the chill of Lambeau Field and get the feel of what it's going to be like to call a big game at the most hallowed place in the NFL.
Boom! You just said it perfectly, man.
You were the man.
Mic drop.
Oh, Kevin.
He will be bitterly disappointed.
You are the man.
Kevin, you're awesome.
You really are.
Go get some rest.
Yeah.
Can't wait for your call, and thanks for coming on.
Always. Thank you, Kevin.
A lot of fun, guys. Thank you very much. Okay. We'll talk to you soon.
Kevin Harlan, man.
You talk about good people. You talk about a guy universally. I mean, everybody loves Harlan.
Yeah.
Harlan's
fantastic.
The man. Yeah.
And it wasn't even – that's a man who was born and raised in Wisconsin who's saying, like, are you telling me that he's going to close the window?
Yeah, it was good that he brought up Tim Ryan right away, too. Bro, open the window, bro. Because you're going to have Tim Ryan in there kind of making his presence felt, too.
San Jose's own and USC college player, but yet I think Ryan will say, bring it on, Chicago Bear.
That's what I'm saying.
Tim Ryan.
Isn't it funny, too, because you start thinking about some of these so-called cold weather cities and these so-called cold weather players. Funny, because Tom Brady's from right down the street.
Yeah.
He was winning games in Foxborough 10 degrees below for years. Same with Rodgers. He's a California kid. He's over there now. He's Mr. Tundra.
Well,
come on.
Guess what? Mr. Tundra, as he said, has not been to a Super Bowl in 12 years. And as I read in the Jock blog, he can get got. So we're going to go get got Rodgers.
It's almost like he wants to get got. Like he's asking us to take him out.
Looking forward to it. All right. Looks like we have a lot of room for a cooler of content. This is
good
news.
Let's stuff
this is great
big.
News.
Yeah.
Then the Daily Dose. And then Steve Young said, enough with Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks. It's Packer Niner playoff week.
Awesome.
I'm coming on the Murph and Mac show at 9 a.m. And then Dante Whitner to close it out.
All I see are winnable segments.
All I see are winnable segments. Yeah. On KMBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
You're listening to Murph and Mac's Power Hour. Now on 104.5 FM and 680. This is KNBR, the sports leader. The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.